So I have a special guest actually in the studio with me this morning. This is a guest who has been in the studio on many Friday mornings, but never done a live interview. This is your chance to meet one of our youth radio participants, heroes. I don't know what you want to call them, but Zach Cabello has been with us for, I don't know, quite a while. Zach, how long have you been with the radio?
Probably at least a year.
At least a year, yeah. So this friendly young man's been coming in, and so I've been chatting it up and getting to know him a little bit and asked if he would come and get on the radio so that we could get to know him a little bit. It's really fun, I think, for listeners to know who is behind the scenes. And I know you've all heard his voice via promos and other things, but now we get to learn a little bit more about Zach himself. So Zach, tell us a little bit about, you're not a lifelong resident of Two Harbors, but came here at during a really hard winter, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Tell us, what was your first impression when you first came to Minnesota?
Very nice. Like the trees. Definitely.
We do have good trees. Yeah. A little chilly. What season did you arrive in?
Actually, we arrived in late winter.
Late winter. All right. And was there snow on the ground?
Yes, there was snow on the ground.
And had you come from a place where there was snow? Was snow something familiar to you?
Yes.
Well, that's probably good. And then what do you think about northern Minnesota? What do you think about the climate here? And where did you come from?
About the climate. The climate's very nice. I like especially the different types of climate that you get to experience, both a nice warm and cold. It's very, so you're not stuck with something
that's
just the same.
I agree. And actually, when we were sailing, we sailed down to the tropics. The thing I missed the very most was seasons. You know, it just barely mattered whether it was winter or summer. So I'm right there with you. Now, you are a homeschooler, which to me means that you have a lot of your own initiative. Do you want to tell what you enjoy about homeschooling, or, you know, how you have found your place in the educational world as a young person?
It's very different, I'll say. I definitely enjoy you have a little bit more freedom with your schedule.
Yeah.
You know, there are some things that can be left to desired, like dedicated, special teachers for different subjects.
Right. Do you do mostly online school?
Yeah, now mostly. It's mostly online, so there's that aspect.
Yeah.
You have teachers. It's a little bit different than actually, like, being in a classroom. Very different.
Right. And do you miss the interaction and the being
a little
with other
bit,
people?
Yeah.
Or are you just
kind
a loner?
Of.
You like to be by yourself? Or how does that work?
I kind of miss the interaction a little. So.
Yeah. Do you want to explain the reasoning for your choices? You know, I've talked to homeschoolers. I've also talked to schoolers and actually other alternative schooling too. And it's just interesting to talk about, you know, why people decide what they do. Or maybe it was a family decision. Maybe it wasn't just yours, or I don't know. Tell us a little more about that.
It was more of a family decision, you know. There was just some things that, I guess, I don't know how to really put it, but.
It just felt like the right decision for you.
Yeah.
Yep. And you are, what grade are you in right now?
I am actually in 11th.
Okay. And what's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject has got to be history.
Okay. What do you like about history? I'm a big history buff, so that is music to my ears. Tell me what you like about history.
I like reading about history, definitely, because it's, you know, you're not trying to figure out some complex, you know, problem. It's just there.
It's just what people used to be doing and what they used to be like.
It's really interesting learning about how people were and how it influences today.
Yeah. Is there any specific era that comes to mind that you've been looking at recently?
Definitely the Victorian era.
Oh.
It's very interesting, yet not my style at all.
So. Uh-huh. So you're noticing the difference.
Yes.
Is there are times when you notice, wow, people that were just the same? I know that's something I often think about when I read history. Or maybe you're more interested in the differences, how things have changed.
The change is definitely what leads, you know, new inventions cause lots of change.
Right. Is there any particular place that you're interested in, or any particular time, or is it just all of it is good for you?
All of it's pretty good.
Okay. And then tell us how you heard about the radio, first of all, and then took the initiative to start coming in and get involved.
So I believe it was back, not this year, but the year before, the Edna G.
Oh.
They were running, I think they had an interview on the news, I believe. But that wasn't from the radio.
Okay.
Anyway, I heard about, I forgot how I heard them. But anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
I decided to come in and just kind of see how it was. And it's really interesting. I like doing radio type of stuff.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what do you like about it? What appealed to you right away? Like, when you walked in here into the studio, like, what did you notice? What did you like?
Probably the editing.
Oh, you like the editing?
Yes.
Well, now I understand why you're here, because that takes a lot of time, and that's not something that everybody likes. What do you like about editing?
Just the program. I like running programs.
Yeah.
Just editing.
I like the fact that, you know, you can turn an interview that has a lot of ums and a few mistakes in there, and then voila, it is rebroadcast, and it sounds like we are professionals. So thank you for the editing that you do. What do you edit?
All the promos I do and community events.
Yep. Are you working up toward having your own kind of youth show, or are you working with other students with that, or what's the process?
I would really like to try to do that, but I'm not right now. We have a few other things going on that we're just trying to, you know, maybe get some more students in and just kind of get a feel for what, because I haven't started doing a show yet, so
yeah.
I don't know anything about a show. But
right. Well, I think you'd be great at it. And I know one of the hardest things is that people your age tend to be really busy and scheduled up. And I think it's kind of neat that you're a little less scheduled, that you can come in here and be part of this show. And I hope that I know there have been other students in and out. Maybe they're just more in and out and you're the sort of the steady Eddie. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, take heart. Are you involved in the Cabin Fever Reliever at all this Sunday?
Yeah, I was doing promos for that, but I am actually working this Sunday.
Okay.
So I unfortunately will not be able to.
Truly a shame. Yes, yes. And how many of the people involved in the radio have you gotten to know? I know you're here Friday mornings, and there's a few of us here, but it's not like, I mean, there's a lot of people that come in different times of the week. Do you have a sense of who is the community, or do you mostly just know Michelle and I, basically?
I've met quite a few more people, but not like I don't know everyone.
Yeah. If you had to characterize radio-type people, what are we like?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but I think everyone would be interested to hear what your impression. I think there is sort of a characteristic of radio type people.
I don't know. Everyone here seems a little more relaxed and dedicated.
Okay. Yeah, when it seems like people are generally pretty social. Like, we like to have conversations, and that's why we're having them on the air. And I know that Leo and Fran and the original founders of the station, they just love nothing more than a really nice get-together or a potluck. And in fact, the studio becomes kind of a perpetual potluck with people. There's several people that bake and other people that bring other foods. There's always something to eat. And there's always, if you're sitting down and relaxing, like you said, that's always welcome. And there's not a whole lot of places where it's that relaxed, and there's always someone to talk to. So that's maybe more my characterization than yours, but I think it kind of goes along with what you were saying. Do you have future aspirations with radio or media of any kind, Zach?
As for a career?
Yeah, or even just a gig.
A gig, yes, definitely. I think it's pretty cool. I don't know what, though. I definitely like to pursue this a little more.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you have an ample opportunity while you're here anyway. Are you a musician in any way, or a reader, or a speech? Like, is there other ways that this kind of comes out, or is it mostly just the radio?
Speech, kind of. I like speaking a little bit, you know, practicing.
Yeah. Yep.
Speaking different ways, but not really a speech kind of person.
Yep. And then are you a musician in any way?
Not really.
Not yet, I would say. You never know. And then do you have, does your family know and support your radio work, or what do they think of it?
Yes, I think it's pretty cool.
Okay, wonderful. All right, well, I think that kind of helps us get to know you a little bit. Zach, is there anything you'd like people to know about you that I have not asked you about? I know you're not someone to, like, shout out about yourself all the time, but I know everyone's interested.
Shouting from the rooftops. No,
yeah, you're not a shouter from the rooftops, but you can say it quietly.
Gee, I don't know.
Okay.
It's a tough one.
All right. Do you have interests outside radio? Like, what are some of your...
As far as career or...
Or just what you do for fun.
Hobbies.
Any of those. Where you'd like to go.
I like tinkering with, you know, small engines. Definitely some outside stuff.
Yeah, like what?
Chainsawing, you know, the like.
Okay, yep. Sounds like you're in the right place.
Yes, definitely.
Plenty of woods outside. In fact, we just heard about how people who have woods, who live in the woods, I don't know if you live in the woods, but may have to end up cutting down their their ash trees because of the ash borer. So I don't know, you might have some chainsawing ahead of you, Zach.
Yeah, it seems like.
Anyway, all right. Well, thank you so much. And now if people come to the station and see you, they can hopefully put a face to a name. And thanks so much for being part of the KTWH crew and family. It's been a pleasure to get to know you over the weeks. And we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. That was Zach Cabello. He is a 16-year-old youth radio participant with KTWH, looking for more people to be part of the youth radio. So if you have any ideas, please send them our way.